This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper will close no later than Saturday after police arrested five editors and executives and froze $2.3 million in assets linked to the paper. The board of directors says its print edition and online edition will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong. The widely expected move followed last week's arrest. Paper's closure comes as authorities crack down on dissent following months of anti-government protests in 2019. The announcement also coincided with the start of the city's first trial under a tough national security law imposed by Beijing about a year ago. The U.S. government has seized control of dozens of Iranian websites it accuses of spreading disinformation. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The move by American authorities appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media. An official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the U.S. had seized roughly three dozen websites, visits to the address of a handful of sites, including Iran State Television's English language arm, produced a federal notice that said the websites were seized as part of law enforcement action. Also taken down the domain name for the news website Palestine Today and a satellite news channel for Yemen's Houthi rebel group. The takedown comes just days after the election victory of Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, known for his hostility to the West. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield and back to the negotiating table, warning that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more years of bloodshed and conflict. This is VOA News. Canada and China have sparred over human rights at the UN-backed Human Rights Council. Canada and 40 other countries urged China to allow immediate, meaningful, and unfettered access so independent observers can visit the western Xinjiang region. Also Tuesday, a Chinese envoy called on Canadian authorities to stop violations of human rights at home. The mutual finger-pointing, which preceded admissions from Canada's envoy about shortcomings in our country's rights record, came in a debate at the UN-backed Human Rights Council. Showdown exposed the ongoing rift between the West and allies of China, which has been increasingly pushing back against criticism of its human rights record and its treatment of its Muslim Uyghurs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the U.S. House of Representatives will conduct its own investigation into the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol that took place in January.
At a private leadership meeting, an insider tells the Associated Press, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she's creating a new committee that will investigate the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of this year. The announcement comes after last month's test vote in the Senate, in which Republican lawmakers blocked the proposal from going forward.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. 5 years ago Wednesday, Britons voted in a referendum that was meant to bring certainty to the UK's unsettled relationship with its European neighbors, but it most certainly did not. Voters' decision on June 23, 2016 was narrow but clear. By 52% to 48%, they chose to leave the European Union. It took over 4 years to actually make the break, and the former partners are still bickering. Like many divorced couples over money and trust, and 5 years after a fractious referendum campaign that sparked family arguments, Britain is still as split over Europe as ever. Polling expert John Curtis says that Britain is split almost exactly 50-50. Between Remain and Leave supporters, and relatively few people have changed their minds since 2016. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that he will support long-debated changes to the military justice system that would remove decisions on prosecuting sexual assault cases from military commanders. In a statement Tuesday obtained by the Associated Press, Austin says that he supports taking those sexual assault and related crimes away from the chain of command and letting independent military lawyers handle them instead. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.